Okay, values elicitation. So as we start, the first thing I'd like to talk to you about is the difference between our real values and those that we think should be our values. For example, some people may feel that health and fitness is a high value for them, but then they don't do any exercise, they like to eat chocolate donuts, they stay up late at night drinking, etc. And you've got to question yourself, is that really a high value for them, or are they just kidding themselves? So this is a way to start, is first of all, as you reach down inside yourself and pull out what's important to you, it needs to be done really from a gut level feeling. You've got to question yourself, is that a value which I'd like to have as a value, or is it a real value that I spend a lot of time on? And ways to know whether it's a real value is, first of all, you get a gut feeling thinking about a particular value, like if money is a value and you really spend a lot of time and you feel very emotional about the need to get money, then that's going to be a real value. Whereas if you say money is a value, and of course we all have to earn money, but if it really doesn't occupy your thoughts a lot, then perhaps it's not such a large value. And by the way, in this list, we're going to eventually prioritize which values are more important. But at the moment, it's important just to brainstorm and get as many values as possible. We're probably after typically around 12 or 13 or anywhere from 10 to say 20 values would be good. So to start with, you need a piece of paper and a pencil. If you haven't got those now, just stop the audio and find one and start writing down what is your values. Now some of you, as you start to write, might feel a little bit overwhelmed at all the different things to think about, or some of you may be having more difficulty in one particular area of your life. So this values elicitation is often best done in just a certain part of our life. So for example, at work, you could elicit all the things that are important to you about your career or about your work. Or you could do it in your relationship with your family or your spouse, etc. Or you could do it in an area of physical health or physical fitness. So if you like to just run your values in one particular area of your life, then you're more than welcome to do that. Okay, when you're ready to go, spend a few minutes listing down all the values. You can pause this audio, you can go ahead and pause it right now and list those values down. Okay, welcome back. I'm going to ask you again to pause the audio and list a few more values. And the reason is because often if we try to think deeply about what our values are, sometimes some surface values come first of all, and then we dig down deep inside of ourselves to try to find what else is important in this particular area of our life. And then we get some deeper values which are sometimes very important. So go ahead and switch the audio off again, and this time reach deep down inside yourself and ask you, what else is there that is important to me in my life? And again, one way to tell is to figure out how much time or what activities in life you spend most of your time thinking about. These will give you a hint to what are high values. The other thing is, what makes you very emotional? What are the values driving you in when you get very emotional? And the final thing is to think back to times when you were really, really motivated. If you are really motivated to do something, it's often because behind it is driving a very, very important value. So think back to a time in your life when you were really motivated, and that will give you, and then just think before that, what was the value that caused you to be motivated? So go ahead and keep writing those values down until you've got as many as possible, hopefully somewhere between 10 and 20. Stop the audio now.